Good morning. Our question today is, if we have somebody who is davening Shmona Esrei and somebody is sitting next to him, but there is a mechitza of some sort that is dividing between them. So in other words, the person who is sitting is in a different reshus, is in a different area because of that mechitza, because of that division or barrier. Is that still a problem of sitting within four amas of somebody davening Shmona Esrei, or is it not a problem because of the barrier? So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Chayyadam that if we have somebody sitting on the other side of a mechitza, of a barrier, of somebody who is standing and davening Shmona Esrei, and that barrier, that obstacle between them, that item between them is kavu, it's a set, it's a permanent item, and it is at least 10 tfachim high, which is not very high, and it is at least 4 tfachim wide. So at least 10 tfachim high, at least 4 tfachim wide, it is permitted to sit on the opposite side of that item because it acts as a hefsek, it acts as a barrier between them. It makes the area that the person is sitting a different reshus, a different territory, and accordingly it would be permitted. However, he does say that we have a different halacha, that we should not be walking in front of somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei. And for that halacha of walking, traversing in front of a person davening, this mechitza, if it's that low, would not be acceptable. 10 tfachim high, 4 tfachim wide would not be acceptable because we are still concerned we're going to ruin that person's kavana because you're doing an action. You're actively walking by, and accordingly, that would be usher. So we see an interesting distinction between somebody is sitting and somebody who is walking by somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei. Sitting, as long as you're the other side of even a very low mechitza, that would be acceptable as long as it has the dimensions we mentioned. But passing by, we have a different criteria. It has to be that the person davening cannot see you. So the mechitza would have to be dramatically higher. That's the brought by the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Chayyadam and others as well, the Baal Halachas Katanas, and it could be that the Prima Gadim are also of that view. Now the Tshuvas Maram Sheikh disagrees. And in fact, he says we have to be machmir. It is insufficient to simply have a barrier of 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide between the person sitting and the person who is davening Shmona Esrei. And it could very well be that if we look back to what we saw a couple weeks ago, when we started this topic as to the four reasons why we have the prohibition of sitting within four amos of somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei, it could very well lend itself to saying that we should be machmir when we have such a low mechitza between the davener and the person who's sitting. So the first reason that we saw is that if we have somebody who is standing and he's davening Shmona Esrei and somebody sitting within four amas, it looks like that person who is sitting doesn't want to be mekabel alav ol malchus shamayim. He doesn't want to accept upon himself the yoke of God. He has somebody standing right there next to him and he's disregarding that. So if we have just a low mechitza accordingly, instead we could still have that concern because we can look at them together. The mechitza is low. So we see really a guy standing, davening Shmona Esrei, and somebody else sitting. That doesn't look right. So that would be concern number one, reason number one for having the prohibition, and apparently that is applicable. Reason number two, we said, is that when somebody is davening Shmona Esrei, that makes the four amas around him a makam kadosh. It makes it a holy area, and accordingly, if we just have a very low mechitza between them, it's still the same area. Problematic. Reason number three for the prohibition of not sitting within four amos of somebody davening Shmona Esrei is because you may negatively impact the kavana of the person who is davening. And so to here we would say with such a low machitza, 10 tfachim is not very high, we still have that concern that you can be hurting the kavana of the person who is davening Shmona Esrei. And based on the fourth reason that we saw, that when we have somebody doing a mitzvah, it's based on a Mishnah, we should stand. Yeshlamor bifnei osei mitzvah, we should stand in front of somebody who is doing a mitzvah. We shouldn't have somebody doing a mitzvah. He's standing, doing a mitzvah, and we're just lounging around sitting. Accordingly, again, lo mechitza would be insufficient to take away that reasoning. So we should indeed be standing. Nonetheless, in the end of the day, the Mishnah Berurah is lenient on this. And he says that as long as we have a mechitza at least 10 tvachim high by 4 tvachim wide, that is a sufficient barrier between the person who is davening and the person is sitting, then accordingly the person who is sitting can remain in that position. So we see the Mishnah Berurah in the end of the day is lenient on this. Have a wonderful day.